Hello, and welcome to episode 61 of 2P Starts Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And we hope you enjoy the show today. And Tim, I've got a nice, crisp, new microphone to test out here. I think the audio quality will be much better. People should be able to hear my nerdy voice a little bit cleaner.
At least on your end, right? My mic is still the same old, same old.
Which is nice. I like your sound. I like your voice.
Oh, thank you.
It's very soothing. I think, didn't somebody say about going to sleep off your
voice or
something?
Yeah, they say that if they can't sleep, you know, just pop in a 2P Start podcast and listen to my soothing voice, which I've never heard that before, but...
So it wasn't our topics, it was just your voice, thankfully.
Yeah.
It's not the show itself. It's just...
The show's so... Yeah, somebody else thought, are you sure it's not that you're just getting bored? Or... like, oh, that'd be disappointing.
All right, well, we are going to start with a brand new segment today that we like to call Rise from Your Grave.
Rise from Your Grave.
Oh. Was this a suggestion from an achievement or something?
No. I mean, I've always kind of told people to rise from their graves, and I figured, you know what, instead of making people... have a comment of the week for, you know, coming out of nowhere and saying hi. I'm like, why not just make a whole new section for that, you know?
That works, yeah.
So, many 2P Start fans tend to lurk behind the shadows, hiding their faces by reading our comics but never leaving a single comment.
How dare they.
So when one finds the courage to break free from the shackles of silence, we salute you. And this week, we would like to salute Red Vinny, who came out of nowhere and said... I have risen from the commenting dead. I was going to wait till comic 100, but this was just too good to pass up. Nice comic, guys.
Yeah, and he posted a whole bunch of comments this week.
Yeah,
so.
And he just kind
of
unloaded on us. He's been holding back all this time.
He's like,
I gotta wait for comic 100. Gotta wait.
How come my Gravatar won't show up? He posted that like in three different places, and I finally helped him out there. I'm like, wow, he really wants to be a part of this community, so... Welcome aboard,
yes.
Red Vinny.
Yes, nice to have you on board. And another new segment. Oh, look out, two in a row. I hope you're ready, Tim.
I'm not.
As if we didn't have enough music on this podcast already, I would now like to introduce the Video Game Music Spotlight. Because sometimes songs from upcoming games are just too good to hold back, and I have to play them.
Tap D. Oh, it's a tapping game.
Yes, this is the theme song from the new Let's Tap video game coming out on the Wii soon. It's by creator Yuji Naka, who created the Sonic games. This is finally, you know, Yuji Naka left Sonic Team. He's created his own place called ProPay. They're coming out with a new game where you tap your fingers on a box that your Wii remote is sitting on, and just those gentle little tapping motions make your player, you know, you do different things. So it's kind of interesting, but this is just kind of proof that video game, if you come out with the right music for a game, you can really give it a whole new atmosphere and just really energize a game. So this is a great example of that. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Here is Tap Day Papapaya.
Let's tap.
Pretty energized song for just tapping, you know?
I love the little Japanese girls in the background. Barely speaking English.
Let's tap.
Yeah, pretty cool. Sounds Sega to me.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And that's the kind of quality we've been missing from Sonic titles lately. I mean, you know, maybe not music quality so much, but just that feeling. There's something about those old Sonic games. There's just an emotion that you get out of them that can really draw you in. And these latest titles just don't have that energy. I'm almost worried that the soundtrack won't make it to America just because it's so crazy Japanese.
Yeah.
I'm worried they might pull a Sonic CD on us and change it all up. But times are different. I think they're more forgiving now.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, cool. So, when does that game come out?
I don't know. 2009 for US, I believe. It's out in Japan already.
Oh, okay.
So people have played it.
So, any more new segments to drop on me here?
No, unless you want to shoot some aliens.
Or catch some chickens or something.
Catch some chickens. We'll hold back. We've done
enough.
So
2008.
Yes, that is our topic of the week. 2008 is gone. 2009 is in. And with it comes changes for 2-Piece Starts. Tim, what kind of changes do we have in store this year? What can fans expect?
You're putting me on the spot here, because...
I've been doing all the talking. Where have you been?
Well, I've been right here, but, you know, anything I say, I'm committing you, too. You realize that. Like, if
that's,
I say...
That's true. I have editing veto powers,
that's
thing.
True. So if I say that we're going to have all... So you're just going to take that out.
Edit.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm excited. I don't know exactly what 2009 is going to look like, but I want to, you know... I guess there's a lot of things we've wanted to do and we haven't done. I want to actually get those things done, like get the review section in order so that people actually know where to look for Ray's famous reviews.
Yes, I really should have set a deadline for you on that.
I know. I'm such a slacker.
So maybe it's just you slacking needs to change for 2009.
That's that's a good resolution right there. Tim, get on the ball. Well, we need new t-shirt designs. That's on both of us, I think.
Yes. So, but you're the script writer, so technically you have to come up with the idea first.
Well, if I just tell you what to do, are you just going to do it, or are you going to say, no, that's a stupid t-shirt idea?
Even if it's a really cool one, I'm like, Tim, you're stupid.
We should have Tim, like, shooting Ray in the head with a gun. You'd never draw that.
That is, yeah, that totally represents everything that 2-Piece Starts is about, doesn't it?
Violence. Oh, I should be cussing while we're doing it and smoking
the
blunt.
Yes, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's us.
It'll be a gray and black t-shirt.
That is funny, like though, mentioned about everything 2-Piece Starts represents is, I think somebody new came along and said a cuss word in one of the comments, and somebody else came along and they were like, excuse me, but this is, 2-Piece Starts, and we don't talk like that here. I didn't have to say anything.
That's a really good point. I haven't noticed that people don't swear.
Yeah, they don't.
I really haven't even noticed that. They don't.
And it's
Or maybe you're just filtering it the whole time, and I didn't know.
Well, no, I'm not really being Gestapo here. I mean, if somebody says something totally inappropriate, yeah, I'll get rid of it. But that doesn't happen very often at all, so I think we just have courteous people that... You know, check out the site.
When people start talking smack about Sonic, then, you know...
Uh-oh. Gloves are
out
off.
Out the window. Yeah. The robot comes in from RoboCop. Takes care of it.
So what else are you up for 2009, Ray?
Well, first off, I just released the free digital download of my 2005 Pixel Vision album.
Yes.
So that is definitely awesome. I'm glad to have that out there for people to enjoy other than me and one of my friends. No. No, I mean, people have really... because, like, when I did Jessica and the Silver Eclipse, it was quite a departure from the usual Ray sounds. And I've talked to a few friends, and some of them are still like, you know, Pixel Vision, I still like that one a lot. That was a really good one. I'm like, oh, thanks. I think it's probably because I'm not singing in it, first off. But, yeah. But yeah, there's just something about, you know, Ray and electronics and video games and bright colors that all kind of mesh together in a very special way that's hard to hold back. So I think they're kind of right. So I'm happy to have the album out there for you guys to download. Comes with a free music video as well that I painstakingly frame by frame animated because I didn't know how to do tweens and flash yet to teach myself. So you guys can enjoy that.
Yeah, it's a very impressive work there. Did you want to?
Thanks.
I mean, did you want to talk a little bit about it? Clearly, it's supposed to be like the soundtrack to a video game.
Correct.
Different levels are meant. I mean, what was your inspiration there?
Oh boy, I know I was playing a lot of Beautiful Joe at the time. So when you watch the music video, you'll see some similarities there. It's kind of a combination of many things, but I've just kind of think to myself, like, what would I want a video game to be? You know, what would I want my game to be? And like, well, I want a girl in a rocket pack with a big helmet and a tie, you know, run around jumping on stuff and have big bosses. And so my real inspiration came from the idea of trying to keep retro still cool. You know, the idea that Lace, the heroine of this adventure, is trying to keep pixels nice and clear, keep the 8-bit crispness, basically, that the new titles with anti-aliasing are destroying, essentially. So anti-aliasing is like a bad, you know, evil, you know, villain who's taking over the lands and changing everything to dark times and no more blue skies sort of thing. So I always kind of wanted to animate a battle sequence between Lace and anti-alias, but I had to kind of start small for my first Flash animation. But so I guess, yeah, that was kind of the things I was thinking about at the time.
Oh, cool. A couple people mentioned this would make a really cool game, or you really got to make the game that goes along with the soundtrack, and that would be pretty cool if that was possible. But
yeah, it would be cool to make a game, but it would kind of lose a little bit of the fantasy. You know, I'd like people to kind of imagine their own worlds when they're listening to the song, or to the album, basically.
Yeah. Well, it was a very cool idea, and
thanks. And
glad
we've kind
it's
of
out there for
yeah, we've kind of joked about maybe putting Lace into some comics. You know, making her kind of a regular character in some way. You know,
that would be cool. I think that would be wonderful, because aside from Tim and Ray, we don't really have any unique characters.
Right. We just kind of have we just have our versions of characters, like Q-Bert or Birdo. You know, and they kind of have like a two-piece start look to them, but. Or nothing.
But they're
original.
All established characters,
right?
You
yes.
Know?
But any gaming.
It would be nice to have our own cast of characters that we can do whatever we want with.
Right. Yeah.
So no, be fun to do.
Yeah, but as for other
changes,
maybe
that's something in 2009.
I already put something up. Yeah, look out, it's there.
No.
You better wait till next year now.
Check back in 2010.
Boy. You know, I am kind of energized about 2P Start.
Good.
Having this break and stuff, I'm like, you know what? I want to dig in.
Get back into it.
Get back into this stuff and really churn them out and make them great. Because, you know, the holidays kind of take us down a little bit. And unfortunately, I can't do that this week. It's just not going to happen. And that's not because we're going to have a crappy comic. It's because, why, Tim? Explain.
It's because Ray doesn't know what's coming.
I have no idea.
Our 100th comic is going to be a guest strip with an unknown artist. I will say that the script was pretty much me collaborating with the unknown artist.
Now, has this artist done work for the comic before?
That is unknown.
Okay.
So,
dang it.
Here's the thing. I wanted to give Ray a little bit of a break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to celebrate your 100th comic and without having to stress about it being the perfect 100th comic, you know, that sort of thing.
Yes.
Because, you know, a lot of webcomics, they celebrate their anniversary by not doing a comic. And at first I thought that was weird because it's like, why would you let somebody else do it? But it's nice to be able to sit back and look at your website and all your work and not have to, you know,
wait around your swimming pool money and, you know.
Yeah, it's like, let the money sit for a little while, you know. But, no, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be wonderful, hopefully.
Sweet.
I have not seen a final version yet, so.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see. But after that, Ray, you're back on for the next 100. And, hope you get started on that soon.
And if we think about it, we've done 99 comics so far. How many have been guest strips? Three?
Only two. Well, three if you count mine, yeah.
Right. That's pretty good average, I'd say, right?
Oh yeah, we don't really ever let anybody else do comic practice.
They're not worthy.
No, absolutely not. But yeah, no, you you know, like I said, after those first few, we're like, so how long is this gonna?
Yeah, I know.
How long is this gonna keep up? And it's just, you know, week after week, we've gotten.
Yeah,
something
you know,
up
for
there.
A while, we were always kind of thinking about, well, you know. Is this one going to really hit it big finally? You know, are we going to get a lot of people showing up now because of... I know, like, specifically the 300 comic that we did. I was really like, this is going to do it. You know, I'm like, I think this one's going to really put us up top for a while. And, I mean, it did. It won the Joystick webcomic, weekly webcomic wrap-up award.
Yeah, that was our first win.
So that was the first win that kind of drew more people to us. But, like, I don't think we really think about that stuff anymore. We just do it.
Yeah, you know,
and
I mean,
not sure if that's good or bad, but that's what's going on. I'm just reporting.
Well, see, it's like, are we just in it to strive for more readers, and then it's like, what's gonna draw in the most people and give that to them, and forget the people that are already here,
mm-hmm.
or and to some extent, yeah, we always want more readers, more people to check it out, and it's always nice to see new people show up and see the traffic go up. But at the same time, you know, there's an established reader base that enjoys the Tim and Ray comics. They enjoy
right.
the Sonic comics. There seem to be a lot of Sega fans. I mean, I don't want to totally abandon them either. So, yeah, we don't really think about that per se, but, you know, we want our comics to be...
I mean, we're really just going on a week-to-week basis. So if we think a new idea is funny, you know, let's go for it. And honestly, I mean, you gave me a couple ideas already of things that we should draw, and I'm like, yeah... Or I should draw. Who was I kidding?
yeah.
So I'm excited to do those. I really am. I'm excited to make.
Yeah,
them
I'm
pretty.
Glad. You know, the last few weeks, the holidays, and before, like we were talking about, there were some weeks where we were like last minute, finally came up with an idea, and it's nice to have a couple kind of in the bag that we both agree on. You know,
which will bring us to comic talk. This week
yes.
we had our Gamers Resolutions comic, and how long do you think I spent on this, Tim?
Because
I don't know if I should say.
An hour, maybe?
I did it during my lunch break at work.
The whole thing. See, I wondered about that because you're like, oh, I just need to finish it up at lunch or something. I'm like, I wonder what that means, finish up, you know? Like, actually do it? Is that finishing it up?
Because, I mean, we knew it was just going to be a list. And I'm like... Well, I can start tinkering with, you know, I mean, you're going to write the list, basically. I mean, that's what, and I mean, unfortunately, you took way too long to get this to me. You know, I think as a New Year's resolution, I think we need to work better at finishing our ideas early so I have time to actually do them.
Yeah, I thought the reception was nice. A lot of people really enjoyed it, so that was relieving.
Yeah, it still kind of fit that style of our Patapon comic, you know, where we just
take
one idea and just kind of play off of lots of little things, list it out, basically. And the other thing was that, you know, Eddie was kind of joking about, in the last podcast, he was joking about, oh, so it's still 2008, so that comic will still suck. So I almost wanted to keep that, you know? I'm like, I almost feel like I have an excuse this time, you know, to make it not, you know, highest quality
right.
possible, because we had talked about that.
Yeah.
Well, for every great comic comes great comments, and this week's suggestion box was never different.
Yeah, I asked for some ideas from other people, you know, what they thought would be good resolutions to go in line with our comic, and we got a lot of answers. Some were not that funny to me, but CK Cheeseboy had a few that I thought were pretty funny. And after reading through them, I'm like, yeah, I like those three specifically. And Road J Cat thought the same exact three were really good, so that was kind of funny. But I liked his first one for We Fit. Remember to keep breathing while you exercise. Even though I don't have We Fit anymore, I do remember that.
That's awesome.
That was a great one. Pay off debts to Tom Nook, which
we had
was
talked
one we
about,
actually forgot.
Yes. Well,
we were going to do that. Pay off your mortgage, we were going to say, right?
Yeah, it came down to a last-minute detail where I'm like, you know what, I don't have enough time to put in another line. And if I stick it at the top,
oh,
it feels too cramped.
Issue.
And I'm like, I'm good with the list I have, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I we had mentioned that, so that's a good catch on his
nice
part.
Try, but one. We already did it.
We did it, but not on... It's invisible. and the last one was Object for the Phoenix Wright series. I thought that was
yeah,
pretty
that's
good.
Funny.
So thank you. Those were good. Those were good ones.
Yeah, well, my comment of the week goes to Matterin, who said, in reference to the last podcast with Eddie, Eddie, personally, I feel sorry for you. I mean, 2 weeks in a frozen prison that Ray calls home, playing only Lego Indiana Jones? Wow. Just plain old wow. Why must it always come to something tragic like this? Why? So thank you, Matterin.
Well, fortunately, I guess,
he enjoyed his time.
Your
so.
Brother. Your brother.
He was the one who was like, hey,
you
want to play more Lego Indiana Jones? You know? I'm like, yeah.
You're like, ugh, fine. I guess I can get all 1,000 achievement points, I suppose.
You don't want to watch me play more Werehog stages? Come on, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
Oh, boy.
Well?
It's dark.
Uh-oh, it is. It's like 11 o'clock at night, so...
Yes, on New Year's Eve, Black Doom was present with his dreaded Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. Silver the Hedgehog. I mean, Black Doom.
Ray, you and I have spoken on a number of occasions about achievements. And how there's just not really an equity to, you know, from one game to the next. For instance, Kung Fu Panda and Lost Planet.
Okay, we were... you know what? Kung Fu Panda was difficult, all right?
Did you have a hard time with that game, Ray? I'm sorry. Well, here's another instance of, you know... Okay, I took on Prince of Persia today. I got the game for my birthday, and I thought I'd give it a shot because it was, you know, one of the top 10 games of 2008. I played for about a half an hour, okay? After watching the opening cinema, I got an achievement.
Oh, no wonder you're blazing ahead of me now.
That's the thing. It says, Into the Storm. Congratulations, you have started the adventure. 10 points. Now, here's the thing. Remember I told you in the Simpsons game they give you an achievement at the beginning for starting the game and it's like a joke? Because it's ridiculous to give you points for putting the disc in the disc
even
drive,
that one was
right?
5 points, right? So...
Yeah, this is more. 10 points.
Jeez.
I was like, that's really pretty lame. So, like, 60 seconds later, during the tutorial level, I got another achievement. Up against it. Congratulations, you have survived a close encounter. All that was basically jumping when they told me to jump. Like, push the A button or whatever, and you'll escape some rock, or I don't even remember what it was, but it was just a tutorial, okay? Another 60 seconds later, saved. Congratulations, you have unlocked Elika's saving ability. Your sidekick does a scripted move that you can now use because she did it in the cinema. Oh. So I got 10 points for the cinema. Okay? It's not over. This is great. Another 60 seconds. Where's that temple? Congratulations. You have talked to Elika. How difficult do you think it was to talk to my sidekick?
What I like is that it says congratulations, you know? It's congratulations!
Unbelievable.
You talked
to
this
the task of talking. That involved holding the L trigger for 1 second. Okay, another 10 points. So we're up to 40 points in about 5 minutes of gameplay.
Sounds like my kind of game.
Another couple minutes. Wall Runner, congratulations. You have learned the basic moves. That means... They basically taught you what each of the buttons do. Another 10 points. So we're at 50 now. In maybe 10 minutes or so. This is all tutorials so far.
Wow.
I mean, the game's fun. I'm getting the hang of things. But 50 points? I mean, that's a lot for not doing anything. Another few minutes. Compass. Congratulations. Elika can now guide you. 10 points. basically now I have a world map and I can push the Y button and she'll tell me where to go.
So basically this is like the welfare achievement program. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, honestly. And okay, so you go a little bit further in the tutorial section, you save the first land or whatever, there's all these different fertile grounds you have to turn green again. And I got a heal the land achievement. Congratulations, the first part of the world is healed. 30 points.
Oh, jeez.
Again, this is like a let me hold your hand through the first little bad guy so that you can see what it's like when you get like your first shine basically in Mario. That's what it is, essentially. So I have 90 points now from about 20 minutes of gameplay and cinema watching.
Gamers can look past this though, okay? I think, you know, we can look at the totals and be like, oh my gosh, you have 26,000 gamer points, you know. But when you really compare games, you're like, oh man, Ray got all the Mega Man 9 achievements? Like, mm-hmm. They know that's only 200 points, but like, well, that really something. That says how seriously ill this person is. You know, how sick in the mind this person might be.
Ray.
Yeah, I know. I'll say it. And I think
on a
game-to-game basis, people can know it. When they see 200 points for Dash of Destruction, okay, they're not applauding anything, okay? They're like,
whoa,
oh, he got it too.
Crazy.
Oh, what a joke, you know? So. Well, my Black Doom Award, I'm almost afraid to say this. I really am. I'm actually quite a bit worried at this point if I really want to bring this up.
Don't do it.
But honestly, pressing your control stick in as a button is still lame. And I think it deserves a Black Doom Award.
What game brought this about?
Well, I've been playing Gears of War 2, right? And I can't say that there's any particular point where I think, wow, that was really frustrating to press the control stick button in, except for every time, of course. But, I mean, I want to know who came up with that idea and why it's a usable function, because I just feel like there could be another button that could take care of that, honestly.
I think because dual analog gameplay requires both of your thumbs at all times, pretty much, It can be easier to just depress the analog stick then move one thumb to a face button.
But when you press it, I mean, when you press it, you have the chance of pressing it and also kind of screwing up your angle at the same time. Because when you press it, it doesn't always go straight and it kind of pushes a certain direction.
Mm-hmm.
So I would almost...
It definitely depends on how they use it, I think.
Right. And I just think that's where the hardcore gaming went too far for me. That's when the hardcore train lost me, you know? I'm like, I'm no longer a part of that, okay? You guys and you're pressing the control sticks has just gone too far. That's just too hardcore for me. I mean, people have learned to use it. That's great, okay? People can do it professionally. I'm sure they're doing it great. But I think it's just asking too much on a regular basis for regular people. I mean, just because you've learned how to do something doesn't make it good or functional. Okay, it just means you learned how to do something that's annoying and unnecessary.
Yeah, I would say...
Like, lots of people learned how to play the Werehog levels with great accuracy and not dying. But that's because they had to jump through hoops to learn all the little ins and outs of what to do and not to do that shouldn't even exist to begin with. You know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying.
And I think I'm going to get flamed for this, but honestly, it's just not my thing. This control stick pressing is just mean.
I would say, I mean, I understand, and I'd say it depends on how it's used. I'll say this, if I'm starting a new game and I haven't necessarily studied what all the moves are, I'm like, oh, how do I do this? I never think, it's probably pressing the control stick down, you know, I try all the buttons and everything, and then I'm like, oh yeah, maybe it's this, and so it's like the last place I go to do any kind of action. I'd say for things like ducking, it kind of makes sense. I know in Call of Duty 4, it it makes you run. If you hit it and then go forward, it makes you run. And that was
but if
never
you're walking
totally
forward,
to
it's
me.
Hard to press it and run, right? Because
yeah,
you're already holding
you're already
the direction and you can't really press it. See, it's like put it back to center, press, and then move forward again.
Yeah, like I said, it was never totally natural.
Right.
So I see what you're saying. I don't think it's used all that much. But it really depends on how it's being used.
Right. So there you go. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to flame you for it. I'm not.
Oh, don't worry. You know, they will.
Other people will do.
You know who you are.
That, yeah. But yeah, I can see it.
Well, that will do it for this edition of Two Piece Starts Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic, and every Monday for a brand new podcast. Just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Podcast out.
Podcast out. That's not really that cat.
And I mentioned I was playing Gears of War 2, right? Which feels like a sin, I have to say.
Why is that?
It just feels weird, me playing this game. I tried buying Halo 3, and they didn't have it. No one has it. Why? Why?
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't find it anywhere. I'm like, how long has this game been out for, and I can't find it? Yet what, Gears of War 2 has been out how long?
Not that long.
Yeah, like, what, 2 months or something? Oh, it's everywhere.
Something like that.
I'm like, you know, I've seen videos of Gears of War 2. It looks cool. I'm gonna pick it up. So when the guy couldn't find Halo 3 for me, I'm like, well, go ahead and just get Gears of War 2. And he's like, you're gonna get Gears of War 2 because you couldn't find Halo 3? I'm like, first of all, why are you freaking judging me? And then second of all, I'm like, yeah, you know, like, I have these friends. They tell me I need to play more hardcore games, you know? So he kind of goes into detail about which are hardcore games, which aren't, and weird stuff like that. And so yeah, you know, I take Gears of War 2 home, and I'm just stepping into this whole new world that I don't think I'm supposed to be a part of. There's, like, something in me. I'm just too good of a person, I think, to be in this world of chainsawing people and swearing continuously. It's just a strange, you know, dark, gritty grays and browns everywhere for color schemes. And then, like, so I'm walking into, like, this really hardcore land, and then all this really stupid stuff is being pushed through it as well. And I'm like, do hardcore people find this cool? Because I'm a little confused here, you know? Like, I wanted to play Gears of War 2, where I'm, you know, running around shooting things, and now I'm, like, inside the belly of a giant worm, and I have to cut the arteries to its heart. And he has multiple hearts, and I have to cut all the arteries because one just isn't enough, you know? It's just kind of weird to me. And then, like, these characters, the things they say, I'm like, do hardcore people find this funny and interesting, the way they say these things? Like, if I was a hardcore player, I would kind of feel offended that they think this is what I would enjoy as a game. So, like, there's weird stuff going on with that game that just weirds me out, but I'm still having fun playing it, obviously. And I was able to start doing some multiplayer today, which was, I had fun, you know, going through, like, the horde mode or whatever. We have to take on 50 waves of these enemies with team members. So I'm enjoying kind of the multiplayer aspect, but some of the story stuff, I'm like, is there really a story going on here, or what's, it's odd. And it's just, there's just weird stuff, but I'm still enjoying the game. It's fun. Don't get me wrong. I mean, there's some cool stuff going on, but, like, 9.5?
It's no Sonic Unleashed, right? I mean,
it's not. No, I mean, the Werehog. I mean, he has stretchy arms.
So you haven't beaten the game yet?
No, not yet. No, I'm pretty far though. I'm getting far into it.
You don't have 1,000 out of 1,000 yet.
No, that's going to be a hard one. But I'm gonna try for it. I'm gonna work for it.
Yeah, I'd love you to start a game you hate, like Hexic or something, and then just watch it there not be 100% complete.
Well, that's what happened with Hexic. I hate it.
I know.
Evil.
You gotta keep playing.
No, I deleted it.
Did you?
Yeah, I can never get it back now.
Yes, you can.
No.
There must be a way.
There's not a way. I that's what it told me. It's like, if you delete this game, you cannot download it from the store again. Like,
really?
All right. Yeah.
That's your one black mark on your achievements there.
Yeah.